Warning, the following content may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised. It's the Darren Copeland Experience.
With me, Big Fuzz.
Right here on Mile High Sports Radio.
Nuggets.
You know why everybody hates us?
Why?
Because everyone, like the show before us, you know, with they had Shendrotar in here and they had all these people, you know, and then they're like, oh, the Nuggets draft pick gets moved back to the Darren Copeland Experience.
Sure. Well, I mean, they did draft somebody. I mean, they drafted someone. It's just then we immediately turned around and gave him to Utah.
We didn't give him to Utah.
Trey Lyles. And
well, you know what? We did give him to Utah because I don't know what Trey Lyles is.
I looked him up. So he's a forward.
Power forward. He's 6'10".
They just have him listed at forward.
Like, he's Canadian.
They've got Ron Millsap. Not Ronnie. God dang it. I knew I was going to do that. Ronnie Millsap, country singer star.
But he has a hell of a jump shot.
All right.
Paul Millsap is listed as legit power forward. They've got Trey Lyles. It's just a regular
Did they
forward.
Get Paul Millsap?
He's probably number one on their free agent list.
Yeah,
since
well,
Gilbert
now,
went to Minnesota.
Butler.
Gilbert Butler. Man, don't.
What's eating Gilbert's grapes?
The dirtiest movie I've ever seen. Who's eating Gilbert's grapes?
That's a porn. That's a straight up
it
porn.
It sure is. That's why, in fact, someone tweeted me today. If you're looking up villains for XXX, don't say XXX villains because that's not what comes
yeah,
up.
Yeah, that's not. That's going to come up with something completely different. Well, it is the Darren Copeland Experience. It is Thursday, so only one more day till the weekend.
Oh, thank God.
Hi, I'm Big Fuzz. Hello, everybody. And we are going to be doing some sports. We've got to talk about the draft. And then, of course, you covered the Rockies game today. Ugh. And we have a very special guest in studio tonight who's going to be talking a little baseball with us as well.
Hey, someone who knows something about baseball.
So we've got a full show planned for you guys tonight. I guess we start with, yeah, nice shot.
Maybe I should get drafted by the Nuggets 24th.
Nuggets.
An undersized, slow, unathletic white man is exactly what the Nuggets need.
Well, no. They already have a couple of those. Or they've had a couple of those. I don't think they need another one. They need, okay, so you said.
I'm upset because the one guy I wanted was Collins from Wake Forest, and he's gone.
Where did he go? Oh, he went to number 10.
Not that Collins.
Zach Collins?
No, the guy from Wake Forest.
Yeah, Zach it's Collins.
Probably, is that
no,
Zach?
Zach Collins from Gonzaga.
No. Somebody else. The guy from Wake Forest.
So not Zach Collins.
No.
Just a guy from Wake Forest.
Guy from Wake Forest.
Well, let's see who got drafted from Wake Forest.
Keep going down. It was like 19th.
You mean John Collins?
Yeah, Tom Collins would be a perfect person for.
Isn't that a drink?
It is a drink.
So he's a power forward.
Yeah, John Collins was from Wake Forest, and he was the guy I actually kind of really wanted because he's a very tall, lean guy who's got actually a lot of athleticism and is very raw, but Danny Manning as his coach has made him better, and his outside shooting is getting better.
Well, the problem is whoever they draft, as a rookie coming in, they're not going to get any minutes. At least Trey Lyles, he's been in the league for 2 years. He's a good defensive player. He averages around 9 points a game. He's a tall guy, 6'10", long arms.
Yeah, we got enough tall guys and we got enough small guys. We need a medium tall guy.
Well, no. What we need is a guy who can shoot. Or if he can't shoot, he needs to play good defense.
Carmelo Anthony.
We don't need. Nobody here wants Carmelo back except you.
I'm just saying he's the perfect guy.
He's a terrible guy.
Okay,
for this team.
We'll call him Armelo Camanthony and we'll bring him.
No. He can shoot. No one's arguing that. But the problem is once you give him the ball, you will never see it again. And that does not bode well for players like Jamal Murray and Jokic.
Well, the good news is that do you realize that Denver was last in defense last year? So he would have fit right in playing no defense.
Yes, that's why they're trying to get better defensively with a guy like Trey Lyles, looking at a guy like Paul Millsap, who both are tall and lanky, not great scorers, but they can play good
defense. If they pick White from Colorado, I'm going to walk out.
Who?
The Nuggets.
The Nuggets? Why would they?
Are the Utah Jazz, whatever they are.
If they pick White from Colorado, why?
Well, he's too small. He's not what they need.
You tell me what you think the Nuggets need. Because I'm getting mixed signals from you. Like, at one moment, it's just like, we need a pure scorer. And then the other, it's like, we need tall, lanky.
No. They need a guy. Okay, they need two guys, actually. They need a guy who is a shooting forward. So a three, the sense of a 6'6", 6'7", guy who can shoot it inside, can shoot it outside, that sort of player. Jimmy Butler was that type of guy.
Well, but he was never going to come to Denver.
I know, but I'm just telling you, that's the type of guy.
Well, there aren't that many guys like
There's
that in the
There's plenty of
league.
Shooting fours. Anymore, everyone's shooting threes.
Tell
so
me,
that's what I'm looking for. That's what I'm looking for. That,
but you're not going to get that
or,
in the draft.
Or I'm looking for a tall point guard who can actually play because obviously the Nuggets have given up on Emmanuel Mudiay.
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say they've given up on him. I mean, I think clearly Jamal Murray has moved to the top of the list. He's their
well,
best
he
guard.
He wasn't drafted as a point guard. He was drafted as a shooting guard, and then Gary Harris emerged, and they didn't want to play those two guys together because they're both 6 feet tall.
So?
You can't play – because on defense, 2 6-footers just get torn apart by guys who are like 6'4", 6'5".
Not unless you've got some big guys in the middle. Juan Hernan Gomez.
No, you didn't say that right.
Nikola Jokic.
You didn't say that right. Juan Hernan Gomez.
Hernan Gomez. Nikola Jokic.
Gomez.
You still have,
it's Gomez.
You still have Denali.
Danilo?
I'm just calling him Denali. He's a Why? Sports car that breaks down.
I like it.
Do you mean a Fiat?
No, it's a Denali.
Well, he is Italian.
Yes. He's an Italian sports car that breaks down all the time. It's like I just started calling him Denali, which is a brand of Italian sports car.
I thought
car.
That was like a mountain or a desert.
No.
It's both.
Or it could be.
There's you realize I spelled geography with an F when I was a kid.
Geography and two E's
no,
at the
no,
end.
They, no, they, unfortunately, the F was at the beginning.
Geography with an F at the beginning?
Well, I didn't say I was good at it.
Fair enough. So, I mean, you're not going to get any of those players in the draft.
Here it comes.
You're just not.
Well, you might.
Who? All those guys
well,
were gone
I mean, I, yes,
by the time we got
I,
to 13.
I get that. I get that. Lonzo Ball is like the perfect point guard that you're looking for.
I think he's overrated. I think he's going to be overrated.
I think he's good, but I think his dad he's is. Good. I think his dad's a genius.
Yeah, no, his dad is a genius. But listen, we saw Lonzo Ball play against CU. And there was nothing he did against the Buffs that I thought, oh, my God, this guy's a transcendent player. He is going to be the kind of player that will take an NBA team to the next level. I didn't see that in Lonzo Ball. So maybe it's just me, but I didn't think any of these players that were taken in the first 3 or 4 picks are going to be the kind of player that's going to take you above and beyond well, where Cleveland or Golden State is right now.
What I'm actually hoping for is that they put in a ridiculous offer for Gordon Hayward that he can't say no to. Because he's actually the guy. Like, he's the guy. Like, that is the type of player that the Nuggets need to take it to the next level.
But tell me about Gordon Hayward. Name's
six,
familiar.
Six. Well, he played for Butler. Remember when they went to the finals and they lost to Duke when he... Anyway.
Okay.
So he's about 6'6", swing forward.
Is he a free agent?
Yeah. Everyone expects him to go to Boston.
Well, he probably will.
Probably will. But he's a guy that can take it to the rack and dunk it on people. And he can also hit the three outside.
Oh,
so
you're talking about the small forward out of Utah. Yes.
And
yes.
That
I
is the guy. That
about.
Is the guy that I think. The Nuggets tried for Butler. So
I don't think they tried very hard. I really don't. They don't want to pay, and that's the Kroenke thing.
No. They were told they gave up. Their offer was fairly substantial
for
Butler.
Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
What was it?
It was something to the effect of Malik Beasley and Gary Harris and a big guy and another big guy. I can't remember who the two other big guys were, but it was a substantial offer. They didn't want to give up Jokic and they didn't want to give up their pick. So that was what was the breaker.
It doesn't matter. The Nuggets are sadly falling behind, so they've already fallen behind for the teams that were behind them out of the playoffs last year.
Yeah, you know what? Can we?
Yeah, let's wait because it's coming up. The Nuggets, The Nuggets draft pick is coming up, so we're going to
we'll play
on the clock.
That song again because that's nice.
I did. I like that song.
This is from the
Postmodern Jukebox.
This is that 7-foot-tall clown.
Yeah. Is this a Puddles the Clown?
Lord?
Yes, it is Puddles the Clown. Do you know Puddles the Clown?
He was just here.
Really?
Performing in Denver recently, yeah.
You got to be kidding me.
No,
he's 7 foot tall.
I had a lot of friends who went and saw him.
He's sad.
He is sad. He's scary. He is sad and scary. He was a tiny little fascinator on his bald, bald head.
Yes, but he's a good singer.
Yes, he is a good singer. So the Nuggets are on the clock. They've got about a minute and a half left, a minute and 20 left. We'll see who they pick. The problem is, no matter who they pick, the Nuggets are probably already falling behind the Raptors, the Timberwolves.
Sorry, that was my Raptors.
The Lakers. The Blazers. I mean, they are.
With the Jimmy Butler trade too today, I think they fall behind Minnesota.
Absolutely. I mean, they are now four teams worse than they were when they came into this draft. That's a problem. And I'm not sure that there's anybody in free agency that's going to put them ahead of them. The Western Conference is just stacked, and Denver has no chance because big-time players do not want to come play and live in our beautiful city. They don't. Not unless you've got Chauncey Billups running the organization. And, oh,
you're not going to get Chauncey Billups.
Pick his name.
He's going to go to Cleveland.
Well, because they just signed a general manager.
I know.
And
whose
he's,
name no one can pronounce. Anna
I pronounced it.
Anna Kournikova.
I pronounced it. Said it just right. Anna Kournikova.
Kournikorosov. I don't know what his name is. It's hard to pronounce. It's like the Greek freak.
He goes by Jay Smith, actually.
His name is not Jay Smith.
Well, to his friends he is.
What? You've lost me. I don't know. What
no, I was just saying his name's Jay Smith.
But it's not Jay Smith.
No, that's not his real name, but that's just what he goes
with.
Just like, hey, what's up, Jay Smith?
Smith? Oh, I see. Because no one else can pronounce his name.
Yes.
So they are, the pick is in. Oh. So go ahead and bring up the sound, Alex, and let's see who the Nuggets.
Once we get Adam Silver to the podium, we'll get him up.
Yeah, what's going on? Like, the pick is in. They're still talking to this.
To
the number one pick. Why, and by the way, what is up with all the kid and play haircuts in the NBA right now?
Making a comeback, bro.
It's making a huge comeback.
Yeah. His name is Arturis Karnisovas.
Karnisova. I said that.
Karnisovas.
Carnivorous.
Carnivorous?
Carnivorous?
Meat.
Carnivore. Karnisova. Karnisova.
Karnisova?
Karnisovas.
I said it's Karnisovas.
You said that you didn't have the S.
No, you didn't have an S at the end.
Close.
That was close.
Yeah,
no S.
You know, but close is not.
I was closer to that than I was to, you know.
I said most of your words.
Arr.
Maybe not every last syllable.
VD. Well, come on. Yes, we get it. Markelle Fultz is with the 76ers. Nobody else cares.
Cool. He got beat by Colorado, too.
I know. Well, that's what kills me.
It is kind of a cool hat. I'm not normally like the flashy badge on the thing, but that's kind of a cool hat.
Go ahead, Alex.
The entire hat is shiny. It's awesome.
It is a very shiny hat.
It should be leather.
Didn't Washington only win 9 games this year?
Yep.
See, that shocks me that you're going to take.
Well, he didn't play. He was hurt.
And yet they still took him number one. You know, if I was really hoping the 76ers would throw a screwball into all of this.
A 6'6 act. You're doing it to me
now.
A 6'6 athletic point guard.
Okay.
Did you see him on Sports Science?
No. You're telling me there are no other 6'6 point guards that are athletic out there?
Kobe.
Sure. Oh, come on. There are more guys out there. I'm just saying, none of the the 76ers may have a great team next year, but it's not because of Markelle Fultz.
I'm not. He's been the number one pick consensus.
I know. And
I got to say, as far as drafts go, NFL knows what it's doing.
The NFL does.
This is ridiculous.
The NFL does. I mean, the NFL gets the draft right. The NBA, although, honestly, this is the first time I think the NBA has actually gotten any kind of play on their draft, like prime time. I don't remember watching this. Okay, bring it up. We've got the Nuggets draft pick.
They have the Jazz.
2017 NBA draft, the Utah Jazz select Tyler Lydon from Syracuse University.
Power forward out of Syracuse. Let's leave it up. Let's hear what they have to say.
Trade earlier, this would end up going to Denver, assuming that trade becomes official, but it is Tyler Lydon out of Syracuse.
Who's a white guy?
Selected here in this spot.
Of course.
24.
Well, Tyler Lydon is a shooter, another
shooter.
Yeah, a guy who can outside, who can shoot. From Syracuse. Someone just like Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah, but I'll bet this guy knows how to pass.
A good athlete.
Didn't win a national title when he was there.
Doesn't matter. Neither did any of the other players that are playing that were drafted. So the Nuggets, so the Jazz actually draft Tyler Lydon, power forward out of Syracuse. That pick will be going to the Denver Nuggets, pending the approval of the league offices on the trade that the Jazz and the Nuggets made earlier in the day. So that pretty much does it for the Nuggets. They have two more picks, but they're like number 39 and 41. So
49 and 60.
I didn't think they were that far apart. They don't have the last pick in the draft.
Doesn't matter.
No, it really doesn't, because whoever they pick up, there's a very little chance they're actually going to see any court time with the Nuggets. So.
And that's the end of basketball coverage.
Well, that's kind of, I mean, that kind of is. I mean, we may.
Yay, draft.
We may revisit it. I know it's real sports. You hate it.
Well, hello, I didn't say. Fans. I didn't say I hated it.
You just don't like talking
about
sports.
It insists on itself.
You don't like talking about sports. You're killing me, man. We'll be back.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back. But everybody's like crystal Maybach. Diamonds on your timepiece. Jet planes, islands, tigers on a beach.